This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakkar secured the first medal for the country at the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris today. Manu clinched the bronze medal in the final of women's 10-meter air pistol event on the second day of mega quadrennial event this afternoon. With the feat, Manu became the first Indian woman ever to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. Talking to media shortly after the event, a visibly happy Manu said she put in a lot of efforts and is feeling great about her feat. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian shooter for opening India's medal tally. Meanwhile, Ramita Jindal has qualified for the final of women's 10-meter air rifles event. Arjun Babuta also sealed his spot in the men's 10-meter air rifles final. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu defeated Fatimath Nabaha of Maldives 21-9-21-6 in campaign opener of women's singles. In the men's singles, H.S. Pranoy will compete against Germany's Fabian Roth in the group stage later today. In boxing, Nirkarat Sarin sailed into the pre-quarterfinals of women's 50kg category. She defeated German pugilist by unanimous verdict 5-0 in the opening bout. In table tennis, Manika Batra and Srija Akula proceeded into round of 32 of women's singles following resounding feat in respective matches. However, ace player Achant Sharat Kamal crashed out of men's singles competition after losing 2-4 to Deni Kuzil of Slovenia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today raised concerns over the drug menace in the country, saying that the government is taking effective steps to fight it. Addressing the nation in his 112th Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning, Prime Minister Modi said, as a step in the fight against drug abuse, the government has taken a special initiative called Manas. He said the helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. The Prime Minister expressed pride on inclusion of Chiradev Maidam of Assam in the UNESCO World Heritage Site. National Handloom Day will be celebrated in the country on the 7th of next month. The Prime Minister called upon people to upload their local products on social media with the hashtag #MyProductMyPride. International Tiger Day will be celebrated across the world tomorrow. He said unprecedented efforts are being made for the protection of tigers in case conflict arises between tiger and man. He said Kulhari Band Panchayat is one such effort of public participation. Under the campaign, which started from Ranthambore of Rajasthan, the local communities have taken an oath that they will not go to the forest to cut trees so that a better environment can be created for the tigers. He expressed delight that a large number of people are connecting with the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign. Speaking about the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris, the Prime Minister said the mega quadrennial event is the flavour of the season in the world right now. The two-day conclave of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of BJP-ruled states called Mukhyamantri Parishad concluded in New Delhi today. Addressing the valedictory session of the conclave today, Prime Minister Modi said, when the central and state governments work strongly towards the coordinated efforts of public welfare, then the goal of a developed nation will be definitely achieved. BJP's Good Governance Cell Coordinator Vinay Sastrabuddhe said in a press statement that the Prime Minister has asserted that the development of heritage as well as creation of heritage have special importance in the concept of developed India. Ministry of Education will celebrate the 4th anniversary of the implementation of National Education Policy NEP 2020 with Akhil Bharatiya Shiksha Samagam ABSS 2024 at Manekshaw Center Auditorium in New Delhi tomorrow. The Akhil Bharatiya Shiksha Samagam has been conceptualized to reinvigorate the commitment of various stakeholders for the effective implementation of NEP 2020. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has expressed anguish at the death of 3 civil services aspirants due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching centre and that of another student due to waterlogging-related electrocution in the national capital. In a series of posts on social media, the Lieutenant Governor termed the incidents as unfortunate and unacceptable. And that is the end of this news bulletin.